You're in the car now?
Yes, I told you I was getting ready. I was working and now I'm going to go to a class, so I was rushing. And I don't know why you continue to call when I just told you it wasn't a good time for me to
I didn't
talk.
have that much to say. I really didn't.
Oh, but why do you do that? Like, I don't understand why you do
Oh,
stuff like
how much were you rushing? Yeah,
busy day.
I was okay to talk for like 2 minutes, but
Yeah,
clearly.
but I was in the middle with I was talking to someone else on the other line. I mean, you have to respect people if they say, call me back in 5 minutes. How do you function like that in a job? Like if someone says, call me back in five, and you just keep texting and
No, you
calling.
said an hour though, and like I wanted to return back to code, which like I kind of waited now, but
Yeah,
like.
but Alex, in all due respect, you're doing that on your own whim. You don't have anybody to be accounted for except yourself. I have
Yeah.
worked
No,
at this
I
job
real
since I first.
it wasn't that I was trying to harass you and like impinge into your entire like schedule. I wasn't trying to keep you long. I was going to make it quick.
It almost feels like it's harassment. I mean, you do that. I saw you did that to Nani also. And she told me that you called her 8 a.m. in the morning or 7 a.m. to woke her up and wouldn't stop talking and she was sleeping. Like, I don't understand you. Like, that's not cool to do that to
Yeah.
people.
That was just one day. I think I had something to say or something.
But she said she had to hang up. She just got up. She didn't even
Yeah.
go to the
She
bathroom.
wakes
And
up
you're.
at she's up at 4 a.m. though.
It doesn't matter. When
Yeah.
someone tells you, I just got up, I want to go to the bathroom, you don't keep them on the phone. You
Yeah.
don't do things like that.
It's not respectful and no empathy for
It's
nobody.
complete lack of empathy
Yeah.
and only think like the world revolves around you.
Yeah. That's true. I guess. Yeah, I didn't want to talk that long, but now you have more to say than me. I'm sorry for doing. And I guess I'll apologize to you and Joe this weekend for all the horrible things that were said and done, even though you got me involved, blaming me, and like I felt victimized as well, and like now I'll apologize.
No one was twisting your arm to say those things about Joe and that
Yeah,
he was
that's
trying
true.
to steal my money. No one was twisting your arm. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
know why you think I'm imagining it. It was right there on the tape.
Well,
You were
no.
saying all those things.
Yeah, well, he said not nice things about me, so what? That wasn't even really what I would. I. Like, yeah. That would be part of the apology, but it was a disrespect of prioritizing a stranger over family, and clearly the worst stranger in the world over family. And you shouldn't do it to the best person either, because it's not
And
nice.
also
And it was.
sharing for very
See, yeah,
personal
see,
things.
secrets. It's bad,
I
man.
mean, personal things,
It's.
that. And you're not right about one word you said, even. It was just fantasy that you made up, that you
Yeah.
twisted. You twisted things I had dropped and said to you, or Harris had said, or whatever, just in conversation. I didn't know it was going to be twisted and repeated and regurgitated to, of all people, someone who wants to shoot me. Like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It makes it sound like you want to shoot both of
Yeah.
us.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like you're jealous, or it sounds like you're
But
angry at him.
you wouldn't think I would have any reason to do something if you didn't feel like guilty or like you were wrong. If you didn't feel you were wrong how you treated me and so like I don't have any of those feelings at all actually that like you projecting it made me think, oh, she feels so guilty about something that and you probably think you don't feel guilty, but if you believe I would think those horrible things, if that's how you look at it.
I
Like
don't
I'm
feel
sure
guilty at
Joe would
all.
hear that and feel so horrible because he did treat me pretty bad. But like you should have no reason to think anyone in your family, most or anywhere, But
I bless you, what?
It's just sad.
Well, I don't feel guilty at all. I think you were treated with the utmost love
That's
and
good.
attention and given everything and
Yeah.
every opportunity, and you're now 27 years old. And even though you don't act it, if you think that, like, people owe you things or money or anything, you know, it doesn't mean that loved ones aren't going to be concerned and give you, help you out financially or whatever else. But if you actually think that people owe you things in general, you really don't know anything about
Yeah.
life.
No, you're projecting the ways that you feel about me into like what Ryan said, and like if you think I'm that type of way, that's how you perceive what Ryan was saying as things that I believe. Like you must believe some of those things he said that like people do want
to
turn on their phone.
Like you were very afraid that for some reason, like Joe was taking your place, which is so ridiculous.
Well, it did feel that way, but like,
I was telling Ryan
those things when I found out, when before I found out he wanted to kill you. It was just how I was talking to someone I thought was my friend in private.
Yeah, but it sounded like you were doing most of the talking about that.
Well, because he said he wanted to kill you, and, like, know what else to do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Alex. I think you need a readjustment, for sure, in your thinking. I don't know. I don't think you really want to change. I mean, you don't strike me as someone who wants to change and has a certain way of looking at things. And it's just, you're not going to really allow yourself to see another person's perspective. You're just going to keep sticking with your own. That's how you strike me. So, you know, I don't see much room there for growth unless you're willing to change. And whatever addiction problems you have or whatever, that's all about the fact that Ryan says, so we can get high. Don't you think that bothered me? That I said, well, I guess he's still getting high.
Yeah, no, I was literally just, like, you found a million and one flaws in everything. Always. But I was sending you something so you know, because you would always say, Ryan's such an amazing guy. He said two lines to me or spoke to me for 45 minutes once. He's such a great guy. So I wanted you to know in case you ever see him on the street or just so you know, or and if his name ever came up, that he's a murderer. He's not a good guy. That was why I sent it. Everything else is so foreplay and bull. It's all just me finding out myself that I knew a murderer. That's it.
Yeah, but the thing is that Ryan does people like that, and he is polite. And
I'm not, and I'm the best guy, and I come off as the worst. So there you have it.
Well, then why is that?
Because life is ironic, like the Paul Giamatti movie. Life is like a movie.
Life is a movie.
And you live in a family that's not in the mafia, but deals with some of those problems because life can be a movie. But I don't want to live in the one that ends up in a true crime story that's disgusting. The fact that he ever said those words should have him shot between his nose. So that's
Look,
how
I
feel.
I don't wish him any. I think he's very disturbed.
Yeah.
I don't wish him any harm.
He needs prison
really
or
don't.
Some Chinese
and
torture.
You're going to laugh, but I feel sorry for him.
I don't after him saying those things. I had every reason to feel sorry for him leading up to that, but with that, no. You lost me there.
Well, I feel sorry for someone.
Yeah. I know what you
doesn't have. Who doesn't have the feeling like it could be so antiseptic about the idea of killing someone.
I was apathetic and maligned, comatose. I was very upset with all, and it took me some weeks to just get over that. I didn't know how to communicate it to you or anyone, and I still don't. I really don't. So, it sucks. Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling me what you said, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who really knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Now, after Nani's bowel and bladder accident, I don't know if she actually wants to come, but I said to her, you know, that could happen anywhere, and as long as we're prepared, like gloves and everything, like, you know, we took care of it. The problem was we didn't have gloves, we didn't have paper towels, so it made it more difficult. But, you know, we would be prepared for almost like a child, like that has a poop incident.
That tends to happen with a 92-year-old person, but.
Yeah, but if it happens again, I really think it's from the shake. I think that really had a lot to do with it. So if she doesn't have.
She's also such a baby, though, and you should. It's almost like shame on you, actually, though, for making her travel at 12 a.m. Like, that, she goes to bed
at 8 o'clock. Well, no, we left a lot earlier. We left at 9, but the incident, we stopped to eat, like, maybe 10.
Yeah, I would say if you're traveling with her, take her home 5 p.m.
That's yeah, it's always hard to do that.
No, I'm saying you don't want her to shit your pants. Don't fill her up in the middle of the night. That's like retarded. Like, what? Like to think.
Well, we
oh, gee.
We told her not. Can I tell you something? We told her I was thirsty. Nobody else was hungry except me. I was thirsty.
Well, of course she's gonna
and
eat like
said,
a pig.
Oh, I think I'll have like a frack.
She eats ice cream that time anyway. That wasn't the problem. It's the change
no,
in
the shake is different.
It's the traveling and the nervousness and being in the car. And she might have shit her pants if she was at home, but it's definitely everything.
She
it's,
also didn't have like a bowel movement.
You really have to treat her now clearly more. That a black guy almost murdered you for an incident. Just all of that together, you have to treat it like she's a one-year-old, and you can't keep her out late at night. I'm not trying to be in a gay annoying Harrison like being know-it-all of that. I'm just saying that because I noticed a lot of things in my physiology. If I get 2 hours more of sleep in some ways, if I eat, obviously the eating, but if I drink a sip of coffee or if I take a nap, those are givens. But just depending on like what time I even like not even take a shit, but like what time I study versus how often I break. Like, I can room. It's really games of, like, margins. Especially, if I'm doing hard code, I could get really headachey easily. Or if I eat too much, I could get full and sleepy. So I'm very attentive. And that's someone who's 92 years old, and she's already on shaky grounds in every aspect, let alone emotionally.
Yeah, but you know what? I wasn't planning on having her eat anything. And then she said,
well, you did. You did have, like,
yeah.
I hear you guys going to McDonald's almost every time when I
make. No, but I said to her, don't have the shake
I
if you
I actually, when you were telling me, when you were telling me about the pants, that she wouldn't let, something about that pants story mixed, about how she wouldn't throw them away and you were scrubbing them till 3 a.m., and
yeah,
with a scary black guy, and just all like how you literally didn't get home, you didn't get to sleep till 4 a.m. shit like that. Like just
well,
because
I got home at 12:30, and then I had to
something
go
about
clean
at the pants. I got so mad though, just thinking about the text. I don't want to like blame family or ever make, but just the Aunt Sue text. Like if, but anything. The fact that Aunt Sue is just like a coward, like fleeing to the South, but you clean up her shit day in and day out. Whether
I
it's
know.
The,
figuratively
and literally. And, like in the and risking your life even to help her in a lot of ways, not, let alone all the drives and things back and forth. It's just such an incredible risk, financial and everything. And you love to do it for your mother, but that Aunt Sue would demean you to be that she's a self-righteous, liberal, Georgia hip woman. That is woke and, like, on the know-how and is cool about things. And that you're just a mutant. We're all just fucking freaks out here. And being polluted by Nani and making Nani worse. And everyone's so unhappy. And it's just despicable.
Upsetting. I don't think she sees the value.
No, but she has no idea about the shit cleanup. And
Alan,
it just made me so upset. The way she spoke
weeks,
about you.
I took her to two audiologists and I spent 3 weeks trying to get her hearing aids covered by insurance.
No.
And now we're going going to get them for nothing because of all
well, that,
the
that's really good. I'm just saying the shit thing is an illustrative example, but it's everything. It's the hearing aid and the shit and every single inch in between, centimeter, millimeter, everything. It's all you.
Well, that's a whole other thing. I think Aunt Sue is in a different world.
Yeah.
And I think
and I could be a lot like that, too, and I'm trying to see the light. I want to see the light.
Yeah.
The girl...
Listen, I got to go.
Yeah,
can
the
I
girl
call you
at...
class?
No.
I get out,
no.
I get out at 7.
No.
Can I call you at 7?
We'll continue the conversation, but another time. But the girl, after I got off the phone with you... She didn't respond to the text after that, and I never heard from her again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
No, it was just like...
She still may go. I have to go, though. I can't be late. I'll call you later.
All right,
okay?
It's all... Yeah.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Bye. She's not dead.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
Are you able to talk right now? Okay. How's it going? Just going to get to some code, but...
Actually, I only have about 15 minutes, I'm realizing, but that's fine. It shouldn't take too long. Dude, the Suicide Squad reviews, it comes out next week. It's currently at 100%.
Really?
It was off like 100 reviews. People are saying
God.
It's one of the best comic book movies of all time.
Holy shit.
I'm so fucking pumped. We definitely got to see that maybe like next Friday or something.
I have to look that up. That's like...
Well, it's James Gunn. Like, he revolutionized the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, he didn't direct now that first Suicide. That was Avi Ayer.
This is basically it's like a remake, reboot.
Yeah, I know it's not connected in any way, yet in some ways it's almost like similar tropes and... the characters continue over.
How do we take cool characters and just be completely unburdened by, like, studio demands and just, like, make it...
I didn't realize Reynolds... I heard, I guess, once that he was involved in the writing for Deadpool. I did not realize they did not let Reynolds make the movie for Deadpool for 10 years. And he's so brilliant that, like, Marvel, obviously, they don't have the thing with Fox, so why would they want a movie to succeed? But no one thought Reynolds' take on it, even though it was way truer to the novels than anyone could assume, that went on to become just as far as like inner city communities and just mass amounts of audience that people in Red America, Blue America alike, they literally all get behind this movie, and just critics and, you know, the average daygoer, they all agree Deadpool's just like, and if Suicide Squad is in that vein, then that could be pretty, but I can't, that Reynolds was such a brainchild, and they either didn't want him to have the credit, they more likely they didn't believe him, and they still don't, no one gives him the credit that, because it was such a commercial success, but it was so, not just critically acclaimed, but entertaining.
Yeah, definitely.
And he was an unknown, unknown.
Let's talk turkey, just because I do have a call in a few minutes.
Okay, sorry.
Let's do the business, and then we could discuss more tomorrow on the future of comic book movies. But, so, Hamptons, let's take the bus tomorrow. I would like to, I think I can cut out of work early and do like a half day. So I'm thinking of doing like a 2 o'clock, 2:15 bus, and it'll be the same thing as last time.
Where so we'll get sandwiches.
We'll get sandwiches. We'll take the subway over to Grand Central area, and then we'll take the bus from there. So I'll buy that right now.
Yeah.
And then 2:15 or 2:45, maybe 2:45. Give us a little extra time.
That's fine for me.
We'll basically get in by 6, so it'll, like... It'll
Are you sure? Because last time it was, like, 5 out. Wait, it's a 2 or 2:45, that's when it leaves?
2:15 or 2:45, I'm going to do
that at 2:45. So we'll get in either 6 or 6:30, probably?
Yeah, I figure, like, I think last time we left at, like, 3 or 4, so we were, like, right in the heart of the traffic, but this is a little better.
Well, that was just an awful day for on every record, but...
Yeah.
Aside from the monsoon, but okay.
Okay, and then I spoke to mom about just like the schedule for the weekend. She's not able to take you back to Brooklyn on Sunday night with the boxes.
I assume that might be an option. Like, I'll just Uber back from her place with like.
Well, she wants you to get rid of the boxes, obviously, but like, she said she has a like. Eye doctor very early Monday, and she's been very tired ever since the last.
Yeah, so I would Uber back Sunday night.
Then why don't you just take the jitney with me if you're going
to
Uber back?
Because I have to get the boxes.
No, but like, you're not going to be able to fit the boxes in Uber. That's not going to work.
No, I would take like a bulk of. I would take like two garbage bags. I would unbox them actually. So I would. It wouldn't be that surface area. I would get like 2/3 of the boxes at least in garbage bags.
Wouldn't it be better to just wait and do it all in one bulk trip?
It's not going to be a bulk trip. There's more boxes. So there's going to be more eventually that these have already been there for 3 months.
I don't understand why you're not ordering it to here. I still don't get it. You haven't given me a good reason. Just order it to this apartment. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The mailroom will take care of you. Like, do you think they're going to throw out your packages?
Well, you said that they do if you don't get them in a week or two or something.
No, but, like, I know them. And, like, they've never... I was just in London for a month, and they didn't throw out a bunch of my packages. So, like, they're not really going to do that. That's the policy, but, like, they're not going to do that in practice.
You were in London for a month? I thought it was, like, a week and 10 days.
It was 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, look... That might be their policy, but, like, they're not going to do that in practice as long as you're reasonable. Just, like, go down and pick up packages once a week or once every couple weeks. You don't have to go crazy with
it. That's true.
They're not going to throw them out.
Yeah, no, because I always planned on stopping ordering toys. Like, that would be it. And then, like, eBay does weird things. It'll show, like, 5 similar. So it's literally just click, click, click. So then what shows up is, like, 6 grossly unsensitive boxes was literally just me a click and pass.
Change the address.
Yeah.
It's become such an obsession. It's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's
whatever. Super... I can't stop you from ordering it, but just order it here. It's easier for you. It's easier for mom. It literally makes no sense why you're ordering at home.
Well, it was because they were for, like, holidays and stuff.
I don't
that
need
was
to hear excuses. Whatever. Just change it going forward. Just stop doing this going forward. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so I'm going to order a bus for tomorrow, But I guess I won't do it for Sunday yet. But I still think you should just come back.
Yeah, don't do it for Sunday yet. And I think Mom would be fine with me Ubering back Sunday night. Like, I don't think that was the issue. Like, she doesn't want to drive back to Brooklyn. That's completely okay, but...
I know, but, like, it's just, like, it's probably just easier than to schlep all those boxes in an Uber just to...
No, it would be getting rid of the majority, though. That way, it would... It has to happen. I don't see her that much that, like... I don't know, like, if she'll be able to take me back the next time or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We could talk about this.
The
weekend.
Ubers are actually cheap. Like, I think that they did go up in price, but
it's about $50.
So 2 months ago it was 30. So I'm assuming at off hours it's going to be between 40, like 45.
On a Sunday night, that's prime hours. So that would be like.
Is it though? No, not from like New Hyde Park, like to Brooklyn, like Sunday. That's like I've seen some of the least amount of traffic into the city, like late Sunday night from Long Island. But could be wrong.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the prime traffic hour.
No, I've seen like almost no in the. Yeah, well, it depends what time. It depends.
I'm telling you, it's.
It depends if it's like 8 p.m. versus like 10:30, which is.
It won't be a super pleasant trip, and.
No, I need like, but.
Like, who knows when Mom is gonna actually be able to drive back? They usually drive back late. I think yeah. It's just best for you to come with me on the bus.
Is there, like, a reason I can't be in the vehicle?
No, I'm just trying to make your life easier.
I know. It would be easier to just, like, get, like, a bulk of them out of the way, really. Because it's been sitting there a while. I don't want to, like... It's going to
be... We'll talk about it with Mom when we're in the Hamptons.
It's going to be really bad to not clear that out for when, like... The Yu-Gi-Oh's come, you know.
Ugh. Yeah. Unbelievable. You really, like, don't you acknowledge that this is, like, not good?
Yeah. Not I feel really guilty, like, at night, and then...
Then just stop doing it. You're addicted, and you can't stop. You've always had, like, obviously, like, addictive tendencies, and now you're just applying it to toys and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop unless you just stop. No one's going to tell you to stop. I've been telling you, and you haven't been stopping. You have to make the decision. And just say at some point,
like, I'm fully committed to stopping, and it's also, like, I don't want to spend all of my money on toys. I'll need that for rent eventually, so...
Yeah, we got to start talking about your lease renewal, too. So, stop wasting all your money.
When are we going to talk about that?
I don't know. When's your lease up? Must be a few months away at this point.
When's yours up? Tomorrow?
Mine just renewed for another year.
You don't have to worry about that. Well, do you still check the lease prices weekly, as you said, that you know what the discounts are and what deals
Alex,
are? What?
There's no more discounts.
What do you mean? You said it was
a short-term thing in last
fall. Yeah, I read an article last, like, month. Literally last month, though, they said that it was, like, interviewing, like, top 10 New York City real estate people that the discounts are not going to stop if only continue more in New York City.
Everyone I've talked to that's been renewing their lease recently says all the discounts are over.
Is that so true? How many people is that? What do you...
I've spoken to a lot of people. I've read a lot about it on Bloomberg. They've been covering
it. No, because I literally read an article that says the opposite of what you would be indicating, but...
Look, I'm just saying you may
wait,
be able
wait,
to
wait,
get
wait, wait. No, but you said... No, but you said the nature of the discount of, like, this building is that they would offer it, like, no matter, like, one month or something. Isn't that the way they bake it in?
I can't guarantee what the building is going to do.
You said you just check the price of what the building offers. You said it's advertised in blue letters on the front page of every material available from them.
Maybe months ago, but I haven't seen those emails come through in a while.
Oh, I thought it was that you were checking on a website, as you said. It was just an email.
I get emails from the building. I'm, like, on their mailing list, and I haven't really seen them come through in a while. Look, you might be able to get it.
Well, I don't think that's weird that, like, you would stop getting that, but, like, do you think it would
be... I gotta go. I gotta call in a minute.
We'll talk, that's a very important consideration, though, to know what they're offering.
I guess we won't know yet. You have to talk to the leasing office.
You're talking about Sammy, the one guy.
Yeah, it's probably too soon, but I'm just saying start thinking about it. And just have a backup.
So you know when my lease ends.
I feel like it was January or February, maybe. I feel like you moved in like February or March. I can't exactly remember. I'd have to go back and check.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go, but I just want to talk real quick about the Giants.
Okay.
So we're going to the game the 24th.
Yeah, I'm insanely hyped about the comic book.
Mom wants to go to one game with Joe, and I suggested the first two games of the season, which are pretty ass teams. Broncos.
Usually
is.
Well, haven't we done like Dallas in season openers in the past? But I guess never at our stadium.
Yeah.
It's usually at Jerry World.
But I was gonna say, like, I have all the tickets, they're all digital, so I'm gonna like list them soon. But do we wanna go to a second game?
Probably not. I would have said, let's see how first one is. If it's like a killer time, so if the team's amazing, like then like we would go in December.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's nice to have flexibility.
We don't like going when it's too cold, obviously. And there's only really
But with global warming, like you could fucking see a 52 degree day in like mid December.
We can't count on that. But there's only one or 2 weeks that would work, and 1 week is the Rams. Which is right before
before
we would go, and I don't really want to go back to back weeks. And the other one,
right? I wouldn't want the Rams is nice, but I wouldn't want to go back to back either.
The other one is the Raiders a couple weeks later.
Okay,
November, but
you're naming like sick teams. I would really love to see like Derek Carr and like fuck it. Or
I don't even think Derek Carr is the QB anymore.
Yeah, he's not even the QB.
I think they drafted someone.
No, I know, but I'm a big fucking brother of. Old Redskins fired coach. Yeah, that fucking
guy.
I haven't been in the office in a while. I forgot these guys' names.
The Raiders is probably the number one choice, but like I could also say better leave that. Like we're going
Raiders is number one. And they have OB still, right?
We're going to a much better game on the 24th, so it's just a matter of if we want to go to another one. Or I could put it up for listing, and if we don't sell it, then we can go. I gotta take a call, but we could talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah, what's the coach's name of the Raiders again?
I don't know.
You didn't see the Hard Knocks?
No.
Oh.
I have to go. I have a work call.
Alright, we probably didn't even need to talk about that on here, but he just hangs up on me.
The person you
Oh, she's getting her hair done. She does every time. It's weak. Just gotta keep calling. Just ignore and keep calling.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Thank you. When will that be?
Car, I tell you, with a chauffeur, a driver. I'm shopping, my food.
When will that be?
I'll call you when I get home, honey.
And that,
I'll
when
call
will that
you.
Be?
Don't worry. Bye.
My dear? What a character. It was coming out like water. And here's someone who will pick up 1,000,000% of the time.
Hello?
Yellow.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
What's up?
Well, Harrison gave me the umbrella briefing, so.
What's that?
He basically told me every aching thought, pain, and desire you've had to tell me in the past, like, 2 months that you were afraid to ask.
What's that mean?
So, like, is there, like, some part of me in the car that wouldn't work going home Sunday? Or if I... I was going to say, I just run... I unbox, I take whatever I can in 2 garbage bags, run in an Uber, go home, whether it's 11 p.m. at night or what. I think that's more than not unreasonable to just get rid of a load, just so nothing piles up. And then if it's next month, I get the next things, or if it's around holiday times. Like, I just don't want that thing there that I'm going to get. 2 boxes would eliminate about 2/3 of that stowaway, if not more.
No, it's not. It's a really big thing. Listen, I'm at work. I really can't talk about this now. We have to talk about this tomorrow, okay? When I see you. I can't talk about this now.
Was there anything else you had?
No, I'm happy you're coming out. Was there anything else? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Did you have anything to say about that awful situation I had with that girl? I was so delusional.
Oh, well, I want to hear about it. What do you mean awful? It ended badly?
I was so stupid thinking maybe Ian asked her to, like, talk to me. I'm so blind, but I...
what happened? Just tell me.
Not a single conception of human interaction or appropriate thing. Yeah, it got weird. Like, this is really what happened. Listen up right now. Okay.
Stop playing tapes to me. Just tell me.
Okay. She says, I'm getting pretty involved in my community food system, working on some affordable housing projects for one of the neighborhoods I grew up in. I have some good business ideas surrounding food and growing, trying to make some money. I say, respect, seriously, that's really cool. Anyone who says that's a waste of time is good as lost. I don't know if I'm right. Yeah, I feel you are a hustler, just a hippie too, but you're complex. It's strange times, but you're a genuine person. There's a lot of insincerity going around. I think it was over from there, but she's like, appreciate that, bruh. Real knows real. You the truth. You have a unique way of looking at things.
She said this to you? You have a unique way?
Uh-huh. I say, artist brain can't help it. What type of way do you look at things? I vibe with the charitability. That's a big thing for me. She says, send me some art, and I'll send you something back. It's best way to community. So I send her 5 paintings of superheroes and Sasha. Mm-hmm. And she,
okay.
I say, some of these are old. No one believes I either have done this or I'm an artsy person, even people who knew me for a really long time. But I'm more into being my best personality where I don't have to explain myself to anyone. It's way chiller being the best you. Sunglasses. I'm so weird. I don't talk right. And she says, oh, yeah? What kind of charitable endeavors are you interested in at the moment? And she says, LOL, I believe. Those are dope. And then... I say, medical software involving cancer. I'm interested in, I have a personal relationship with that. just seeing what ways I can help, and also promoting working with brands that basically want to take money away from these tech jerks who have 10 boats, and it'd be better if they had 3 nice boats, and we could start with UBI, reparations for slavery, healthcare. I'm getting too political. I don't devote, like, manpower hours, but I look into anything I can do with my resources to help. Just one of the things I realized post-college I'm passionate about. And send some art. And then she says, LOL, it would be nice if they let us on their boats, LOL, elevated other people with their platform, but greed is a cardinal sin. And she's like, yeah, I will. I say, yeah, boats are small. That's the problem. Look, I'm not on the streets fighting for this daily like some people.
So far, everything sounds really nice. When does it go bad?
Yeah, like some people, but it's because you guessed.
When does it go bad?
Yeah, right now. I just don't like all the inequality. It doesn't sit right with me. I inherited a lot of this outlook from my grandpa. He was a boss at an airline of a lot of people, very important, but he cared about the littlest guy more than he did for the guys in charge. That intention is just baked with me. I can't lose it, man. And I'll be waiting for the art. And she says, you should be out in the streets doing this then. You have got the voice for it. And then she sends a portfolio. I say, wait, I didn't know you do sustainability sociological architecture. Your portfolio is amazing. I am so impressed. My past job, I analyzed research and dev docs from mostly our architecture, engineering, consulting clients from top firms in New York City, like the ones that made the Hudson Yard structure they had to close. I looked at schematics and drafts. Literally,
get to the point on that
one. This is the last line. Day in and day out to prove innovative designs were being made to apply for tax credits. I'm writing way too much, but it reinvigorated my lifelong love for engineering I forgot I had, which in part led me down my current path. I straight up thought you were doing communications or public health policy. Your designs are dope AF. I'm really into that. Oh, the Rhino Grasshopper Lumion V-Ray is sweet. She says, ah, yeah. This is all coming the next morning now. Ah, yeah, that's not exactly art, but more professional stuff. But yeah, landscape architecture goes into planning, engineering, all that. This is the first period she ended off on. It was all just free-flowing, like, informal chat. Mm-hmm. Now it ends on a period. Then, I don't know if I should have said this, but I said, hey, science is the ugly, sharper stepbrother of art, but you can bridge all of them together with love of from the start. That's an original, by the way, taking credit. And she just didn't respond to that.
So it's perfect. She sounds like a perfect match with the texting and saying all this nonsense. It sounds perfect.
But she didn't respond.
Let it go. Let it go. It sounds great. Let it go. It sounds really nice.
She didn't respond.
Really, really. So calm down.
Yeah.
You gotta calm down. Be chill.
I'm so not.
Yeah, but it sounds nice. She sounds really nice. Finally, somebody who, like, talks to you on your level.
Yeah, but then she didn't respond.
Really nice, really nice. So, listen, I gotta go.
What?
See you tomorrow, okay? I have to go, I'm working.
Where are you?
I'm working.
All right, so you're on for, and you're definitely not taking me back Sunday. I'm in the mean to Brooklyn.
I don't know, because I have an early morning.
Yeah, no, I was going to Uber Sunday night.
Yeah, but I have an early morning appointment.
So is there a reason I can't be in the car?
No, but you may have to take an Uber back.
No, Uber back.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, they're cheap. All right, okay. That's, all right, bye, I love you.
Okay,
thanks.
Love you. Bye. Sounds good with her.
I don't think so.
It sounds really good.
I doubt
really
that.
Good. Just keep it nice and chill, all right?
That's my specialty.
All right, love you. Love you.
Bye. That's my specialty. That is so not his. Dalva Duthrie. Prowl. Down. Declan. Trowl. I only say I love you to my mom when she pertains to explain. I can contrive then when get toys. Yo, this eBay guy is being a dick. His name is Sneak, Mr. Sneaky or some shit on brand Dilly Dal. eBay's book. But, like, I asked him for the tracking number after 6 days of no talking, and he don't respond to me, though. Oh, I know these are pathetic wee boy herb problems, but they mean something to me. Because I'm not chill. And I like these weirdo things. Hold up a minute. Can I hear a second? Alright, I'm going with... I didn't want to. Forced me, truly. Martinez, California. Some high loser. You know, they're probably in a gang. Cholos-ish. I'm going to be as respectful and polite as possible. That's just an accent I need to write down. If someone is tough or easily incendiary, be as tact and responsible and out of their hair. Respectful, responsive, and not then as humanly possible. I did that opposite and got fired every obby. I'm so off. So strange. Sad. Yeah, and it's strange. You got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah.
Stereotype of lesbians, of course, is like the "Hi, my wife and I make our own water." You know, like the kind of like, just sort of. This is the first time any of you have met a gay person.
My parents have a dance studio, bro.
You think they do?
No, that's what they did growing up.
Faggot. But I.
Yes, we've been trying to tell them. What's up, everybody, and welcome to Flagrant 2. It's your boy Schulte. I'm here at Akash Singh, Alex Media, Mark Gagnon. The Truffle's not here, but we have a special guest. A very, very special guest.
Yeah.
Hilarious comedian. Amazing artist. Best kept secret in the comedy world.
Yep.
The art is incredible. And by far, the most immaculate body in comedy.
Also, operatic singer before we get to Al-Hadi's.
That's right. But I want to get right to Al-Hadi's. Okay. Because a couple of weeks ago, we came back from Akash's wedding, and Akash has one of the most stunning cousins you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, he was so handsome that it was actually uncomfortable.
Does he have the same eye color?
Yeah. It's better.
Akash thinks they look similar. They don't look
You always have
close.
To suck off a gay dude, or else they're going to talk shit about you.
Okay, we're going to show...
Mom, it's only because you asked. I show you this goddamn awful ish. I'm so British. It must be cloudy out there. People are not being responsive or toy in my butt. My fam tends to be all nilly notch in the doom and gloom, Cypra, Saperdane, same trip. Still a smoker, huh? Do a donker, huh? Yeah, a killer, no. Brandon, pocket, huh?
Starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, and airplanes.
Token is all ish, bruv. Tech or twish.
I am
studies suggest boomers down to return to work, cause what the fuck are uncles doing anyway besides pedaling? Out too much trail they know. Work day there they ump the flow. And she's like, millennials are not trying to return at all, right? She's old, which I don't believe the stats they lying, cause my opinion is the barstool of the work and the young people. Hot people wanna come and show up and fuck a right. I know you all want fuck a dive and prob can and have beyond money. Or no, someone with a nightclub member. Ish, even though Barstool pays crap-ish, like my old boss. But a token you do have socio-broaching Nazi-istic 10 decimal means where you just be legally all done corporal. Be slaveral index for a mischief you basically signed up to leave it. No, the smart front hung Peloton's phones and Dick Lashar ailing, failing, literally non-existent relation is showing us all the jobs availability. Millennials range from grossly underpaid and overabused all the way to being legit monthly dwang on the modern day Holocaust survivor. You fuck the granite idiot hills. Sometimes a randomized change in pace and recovery can add some much needed zest, perspective, and no growth end. You never anticipate recovery, so is the nature of molten lava affecting. Yeah, that is Earth happening so many times. We all have all the atrocities genocide to thank, cause if not, those slaughter people would have eventually moved on to have kids that they could kill your grandparents of their grandparents, or at all philosophy, doubly just about that. It's true, you know it. That is how it's always going. I'm confused, yeah. Off like. Our Earth was on fire, and so many mass extinctions by Comets Magna and Carla. Our own imposition on each other, and it all had to be precisely just that, or none of us would update the year, and we all be different people, not us, so needy. Genocide, an evil vandal atrocity, in order to be a sentient being, that one would call me, or I resent. All the things that brought me to be here, that sounds really liberal. I feel like it went from like Biggie and Pop, then Jay-Z incarnate, to like Bieber, Kardashians, fat Jewish lady. And now it's just like 12-year-olds who look like 14 and they fuck like they're 53 and divorced rich at the pool club singles night. Oh my god, Uglish.
I'm disgusting. You're disgusting. I was despicable.
I knew the Republican Congress. Men dwell entirely, dwell hampered and pampered by the stupidity and selfishness and corruption of ideologue politics and corporate interests like every else but Godwin. The Republicans unanimously opposing the commission to investigate Jan 6. It's like, wow, they really are siding with the people that tried to execute all of them. So, it's not that they are just crazy or bad-ish. They don't care if they die or who dies. they don't realize the gravity they take it was all a mistake. Be Trump, one and have them killed. They are the first ones Trump would have killed, and they should be defended because most of their people feel the same way. I think it's time to align with y'all boring looms and have no personality. Ergo, nobody that votes for you and keeps your lights on cares whether or not you die yourself a true. So they golden baby can live in Scotland monthly. I'll take on it, Hitler. All the tries and Ryans and White House Raiders, aka no R. 35% of our country absolutely muckling one. Pathetic, like swamp scum, worthy of annihilation. I get why some of my loyal listeners' parents would be. Lives make people want to kill themselves, cause it's clowns like this who get so much they say they can figuratively rape our soul like Ryan, and then still blame it on us, victim all. If this ish doesn't stop, I swear on these words, before 2024, I'll literally kill Trump myself. Time to go to the sniper range. One love. Why? Cause all these cry baby fake men, big on outside, cunts, pussies on in. Yeah, they say they patriotly and they playing a video game with a lot of viruses. I'm the one who saves the world. It's me, you fucking idiots. That's not concerning at all.
Kevin Long is actually pretty good.
You dropped Big Draco on your birthday, Salty Boy.
So what's up? Yeah.
I'm going to get in the car and take it away from you.
Alex, Alex, I just come home.
Yay! Mommy's going to come in the car.
I'm eating, Alex.
My dear.
I'm starving.
My love, you're starving for my cock right on heart right soon. I'm gonna get you in between.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please.
let me eat my stinking set dinner. I just came home. Let me eat something. I'm falling apart.
What?
Please, let me eat my dinner. I'm falling apart. I want to eat.
It's 12:27.
What?
My dear, how are your anal gland or plants?
I have to hang up, Alex. I gotta eat. I'm gonna faint.
But your ass.
Talk to you later.
Your ass.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I wanted, all I ever needed is to be.